Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head.
Chapter 1. Matthew. Matthew, chapter 1.
Come on, Matthew.
The Revelation, chapter 18.
Yeah.
The Revelation, chapter 19.
Have 1 minute. Good evening.
Good evening.
I have Auntie Dot doing the 2 Samuel 14 tonight.
Yeah, hold on 1 minute, Loretta.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, I don't like that.
Hello.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Somebody got to read too legal. I can't lock.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen, you are.
Huh? Karen. Yeah.
Can you play Second Samuel for me?
Oh, okay. Give me a second, okay?
Never. Okay, and that's 2 Samuel 14.
Yeah, hold on, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it, but something wrong with it. I don't know what happened. Okay, I'm going to hang up and call y'all back on another phone.
Okay.
7. Okay, I'll go ahead and do a roll call while we're waiting for Auntie Carrie to call back in. I have Brother Hubert, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Mother May, and myself, and Auntie Dot. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and here's Auntie Carrie.
Now, Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa and fetched thence a wise woman and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on now mourning apparel, and anoint not thyself with oil. But be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead, and come to the king, and speak on this manner unto him. So Joab put the words in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoa spake to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obeisance and said, Help, O king. said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and mine husband is dead. And thy handmaid had two sons, and they two strove together in the field. And there was none to part them, but the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaid. And they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew. And we will destroy the heir also. And so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. And the king said unto the woman, Go to thine house, and I will give charge concerning thee. And the woman of Tekoa said unto the king, My lord, O king, the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. And the king said, Whosoever saith aught unto thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. Then said she, I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord thy God, that thou wouldst not suffer the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. Then the woman said, Let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak one word unto my lord the king. And he said, Say on. And the woman said, Wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? For the king doth speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the king doth not fetch home again his banished. For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now therefore that I am come to speak of this thing unto my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid. And thy handmaid said, I will now speak unto the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid. For the king will hear to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Then thine handmaid said, The word of my lord the king shall now be comfortable. For as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad. Therefore the Lord thy God will be with thee. Then the king answered and said unto the woman, Hide not from me, I pray thee, the thing that I shall ask thee. And the woman said, Let my lord the king now speak. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? And the woman answered and said, As thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from aught that my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of thine handmaid, to fetch about this form of speech, that thy servant Joab done this thing. And my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all things that are in the earth. And the king said unto Joab, Behold now, I have done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom again. And Joab fell to the ground on his face, and bowed himself, and thanked the king. And Joab said, Today thy servant knoweth that I have found grace in thy sight, my lord, O king, in that the king hath fulfilled the request of his servant. So Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, Let him turn to his own house, and let him not see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house, and saw not the king's face. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. And when he polled his head, for it was at every year's end that he polled it, because the hair was heavy on him, therefore he polled it, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And unto Absalom there were born 3 sons, and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, and saw not the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said unto his servants, See, Joab's field is near mine, and he hath barley there. go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom unto his house and said unto him, Wherefore have thy servants set my field on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, Behold, I sent unto thee, saying, Come hither, that I may send thee to the king, to say, Wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now therefore let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Terry.
Yeah.
For 2 Samuel 14. Let's see here. No one else joined, so I will go ahead. Angela was supposed to be the host tonight, but she are attending her church anniversary. She may or may not be able to join us, and if she do, it would be from the hospital with Brother Daniel. As you know, Daniel was admitted earlier this week in the hospital, and from what I understand, he's doing okay. So, welcome everyone to the weekly Nell and Family program. Bear with me because I was last minute got some things together to back up my sister Angela. So if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line by Auntie Carrie.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Lord, we come today, we thanking you, Lord, for another day. We thanking you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we gather together to study your word. And Lord, let us be hearers and doers of your word. Lord, we ask that in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, like I said, it was last minute that I take over the meeting tonight. So my song is To You, and what I'll do is play half of it at the beginning and play the remaining of it at the end. Now, if you have any problem hearing, Hubert, text me, okay? And the name of it is To You. It was inspired by the prodigal son.
If you are struggling to lose weight and secretly want to escape from the prison of fat, then you have to see this now.
Coming back to me, not just coming, but I'm running beneath the surface. What my eyes have seen past temporary. Yeah, I hear you begging me to fall a little deeper, rather than I've ever known. come break through the bars. Yeah. I'm running through your throne. I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, so many of us have turned our back on the Lord, and we need to go back to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, like I said, that song was inspired by the prodigal song, Son, and I will play the ending of it at the end of our program. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started with our program tonight. I have...
Hello?
Hello?
He must have hit a mute button.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, my call dropped, so I didn't. I wasn't able to do anything. I don't know if you guys heard anything or not. But Mom, did you share?
No, I didn't
hear
nothing. I didn't.
We didn't hear anything.
We didn't hear nothing.
Okay. Okay, because my phone got disconnected some kind of way. Okay, Mom, share some good news with us, please.
Okay, I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians 6 and 1. It said, move on up a little higher. I remember when I was growing up, we had a simple method, conflict resolution. It is despised. It is disputed, could not be settled practically. Someone would soon make a suggestion, let's take it to the street. Another way to say the same thing was, if we can't get along, let's get it on. Both suggestions amount to an invitation to settle the matter with our fish rather than with conversation. Although Paul in the letter to the Corinthians is not addressed this kind of violent response or conflict, he makes it clear that God's way to resolve conflict is different from the way the world resolves it. Not only should Christians resist violence as an answer to conflict, but we should also resist turning to anyone or anything outside the Christian faith to settle a matter that we ought to be able to settle for ourselves. Eventually, what Paul is saying is move on up a little higher instead of relying on the legal justice system or appearing our case all the way to the Supreme Court. Paul is reminding us that there is a higher court and a higher judge to whom we as Christian brothers and sisters have direct access. So no matter what the controversy within the body of Christ is all about, instead of taking it to the street, why not take it to Jesus? And before trying each other in a secular court of law, why not first try God? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of 1 Corinthians 6. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of light, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candles, neither the light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. For he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels, show unto thy servant the thing which must be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keep this saying of the prophet of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou, do it for not, for I am a fellow servant and the brother and the prophet, and then which keep saying of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not this saying of this prophet of this book, and for time is at hand. And he that just, let him be unjust. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my servant is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Revelation 22. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of James, 1st chapter, 1 through 11. From James, a servant of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, greeting to the 12 tribes scattered all over the world. My friend, be glad, even if you have a lot of trouble. You know that you learn to endure by having your faith tested. But you must learn to endure everything so that you will be completely mature and not lacking in anything. If any of you need wisdom, you should ask God, and it will be given to you. God is generous and won't correct you for asking. But when you ask for something, you must have faith and not doubt. Anyone who doubts is like an ocean wave tossed around in a storm. If you are that kind of person, you can't make up your mind, and you surely can't be trusted. So don't expect the Lord to give you anything at all. Any of God's people who are poor should be glad that he thinks so highly of them. But any who are rich should be glad when God makes them humble, rich people will disappear like wildflowers scorched by the burning heat of the sun. The flowers lose their blossom and their beauty is destroyed. That is how the rich will disappear as they go about their business. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of James 1. I will go next, and I am just reflecting on Martin Luther King, the history. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in 1929, January 15. He was the chief spokesperson in the civil rights movement for nonviolence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. fought for justice through peaceful protests for African Americans. He visioned a world that his children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And yet today, we are still fighting for justice, some 67 years later. But I have hope that we will prevail. God has not brought us this far to leave us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
It is time for justice for everyone. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King Jr.
Amen.
Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, starting at verse 6:20. This good news that come to you is going out all over the world. It is being fruitful everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your life from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. You learn about God new from our beloved co-worker, who is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on our behalf. He had told us about the love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his wisdom and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please God. The Lord and your life will please the Lord. And your life will produce every kind of good fruit, all while you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience that you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in his inheritance as belonging to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is superior over all creation. Through him, God created everything in the heaven realm and the earth. He made everything that we can see and the thing that we cannot see, such as throne, kingdom, rule, and authority in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, the supreme of all who rise from the dead. So he is the first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing out of Colossians, Auntie Betty, 1:6. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6 to 11. The voice said, cry, and he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth down, bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers there, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mount of Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy bars with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the city of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lamb with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall jump to lead those that are with young. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Isaiah 40. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalms 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust. O my God, do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Amen.
Thank you for sharing Psalms 25 with us, Brother Hubert. Let's see. That takes us into our second shut-in. Is there anyone we need to add or remove from the list at this time?
Hello, sir.
Pray for my family.
I'm Lord, sorry?
Pray for this family, my family.
Johnson. Okay, and we did lose a relative this week, Uncle Hezekiah. So we'll take a moment of silence to honor his going on to be with the Lord. Amen. May God continue to give the family strength in every area of their life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Loretta.
And if everyone will bow their head for the blessing of the prayer. I mean, for the, I'm sorry?
Loretta.
Listen.
Yeah. Put Brother Q on the prayer list. He got COVID.
Okay, Brother Q. All right. Thank you, Brother Hubert. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the prayer.
No, I'm not finished.
Uh-huh.
And Carlos Webb, he's going to be having hip surgery.
Carlos, okay. All right. Thank you for the update, Brother Hubert.
Yeah.
If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Dave, Joseph, Angela grandkids, Brother Daniel, Auntie Wallene, Sylvia, Kamisha, Sister Shirley and family, Mary Ann, Hazel, the Simmons family, the Johnson family, Brian, the Williams family, Uncle James, the Simmons family, the Lowe's family, and Joan, Brother Q, and Brother Carlos.
Amen.
And Lord, anyone else that we're not aware of, but they stand in the need of this prayer, Lord, we ask you to look upon the sick and shut-ins with eyes of mercy. May your healing hand rest upon them. And Father God, we ask that your life-giving powers flow into every cell of their bodies and into their souls, cleansing them of anything that is not of you. And we are asking that you restore their health in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. And I do not have a birthday list. I'll let Angela do that part. And so I have birthdays for the week of January 9th. No, is that 9th? No, that's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got the wrong date. Okay, for the 16th through the 22nd. Yeah, so if you have any birthdays that you're aware of for that week, let me know because I cannot give you a list.
My daughter first birthday today.
Yeah.
Who's that, Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the daughter.
What's her name? Today. Okay.
Well,
any other birthdays anyone know of? Huh?
Yes, Martin Luther King birthday. And
Martin Luther King
was yesterday.
We did that one last week.
Yeah, we'll celebrate it tomorrow, though. Okay.
My wedding anniversary today.
And how many?
55.
Praise
God.
Happy anniversary.
We're going to have to shake Uncle Han. He hung in there. 55.
Yep.
Okay, praise God. Amen, amen. Okay,
amen.
Let's see here. I don't know. Any volunteer for the birthday song tonight? Just give me a volunteer.
I will.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday and many, many more. Thank you, Brother Hewitt, for sharing that beautiful song with us. Amen, amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be more Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song, or poems. And I will start out with T. Carey.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll finish this Revelation 22.
Revelation.
I'll finish it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Blessed are they that do his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, or murderers, adulterer, or whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Jesus have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the church. I am the root of the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the spirit of the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is an antichrist come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the word of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add him the pledges are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the word of this book, this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He that testified these things says, surely come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You for sharing, Auntie Carey, out of Revelation 22, the water of life. Amen. Amen. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll finish reading James, the first chapter, starting at the 12th verse, going through the 18th. God will bless you if you don't give up when your faith is being tested. He will reward you with a glorious life, just as he rewards everyone who loves him. Don't blame God when you are tempted. God cannot be tempted by evil, and he doesn't use evil to tempt others. We are tempted by our own desires that drag us off and trap us. Our desires make us sin, and when sin is finished with us, it leaves us dead. Don't be fooled, my dear friend. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He is always the same and never makes dark shadows by changing. He wanted us to be his own special people, and so he sent the true message to give us new birth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for continuing sharing out of James. James was a servant of God. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Next I have Mother May. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I pass.
Okay, Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm gonna chapter Matthew 28, verse 10 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Matthew 28. Let's see, Auntie Betty, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pray tonight.
Okay. Let's see, Brother Hubert.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 25, verse 8 through 15. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalm 25. I will go next, and I'm just going to do the first part of We Shall Overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. And I believe God is revealing all the ugliness in the world so we can witness his glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached the part of the program where we assign parts for next week. I have 2 Samuel 15. Volunteer.
I'll take it. Okay, well, Doc.
Auntie Carrie. Who is it?
Doc.
Auntie Dot. 2 Samuel 15, praise Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have an opening for the blessing of the prayer line. Do I have any volunteer? Okay, between Angela and myself, we will take care of that. How about the closing prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer for next week?
I'll do it.
Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, all right. We have reached a part of the closing prayer, but before Brother Hubert comes with that, is there anything anyone would like to share
before we go into the closing prayer. And I would like to ask Mom, is there any update information on Brother Daniel? Not sure if everyone knew that he was admitted.
No.
Well, Brother Huber, either one can share.
Yeah, well, I ain't talked to him today, but I talked to him yesterday, last night. He was doing better.
Well, he was just a little while before we got on and said that he was having some withdrawals, so she didn't tell me the whole detail. So we just have to wait to see.
Yeah.
Great. I have another great-great-granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Praise God. Praise yep. God. Amen.
Congratulations.
Going on the 13th.
All
right. When?
On the 13th.
January the 13th.
Yes. Uh-huh. I had a great grand on the 13th.
Amen. Okay. Let's see if there's nothing else to be shared. Brother Hubert will come to us with the closing prayer. Amen.
All bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you again another day. You see fit for us to come together. To give you the glory, the honor, and all respect due to your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for having us clothed in our right mind. Thank you for putting clothes on our back, food on the table, and a roof over our heads. Lord, I want to thank you for letting us come together to share your word with one another. That something will be said tonight that will help us throughout our journey this week. Oh, Heavenly Father, you've been good to us, Lord. You saw fit for us to share with one another and love one another, pray for one another. And, Lord, we thank thee. We promise to give you the honor and the praise to do your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I will continue with the song Running Back to You by the Mavericks. Hubert, how did it sound?
It sounded a little scratchy. We like to turn it down just a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As if he is there all along. The other thing is that the Bible says that as the son was going back home, that he was not the only one running and going. The Bible says that the Father was not just sitting on the porch waiting for him to come and just looking at him afar off. The Bible says when the Father saw him, that the Father began to run to him too. And in the Jewish culture, kings don't run. Like, kings aren't supposed to be running with their long dresses and stuff. But the Father broke the rules of normality because his son was in need. And the Father began to run too. That's why we just say, and we just get so excited when we say, here I come running, running. Here I come running, running.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your week. We had Brother Hubert to come to us out of Psalm 25, Trust in the Lord. We had Auntie Carrie to come to us out of Revelation 22, The Water of Life. We had Auntie Betty to come to us out of Colossians, God created everything. And we also had Sister Cheryl to come to us out of James. James was a servant of God, and God will bless you no matter what. And then we had Amen. Mother May to come to us out of 1 Corinthians, move up higher. And we had Auntie Dot to share with us Isaiah 40, Spirit of the Lord, and out of Matthew 28, all power has been given to us. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We pray that everyone have a blessed week. We love you all, and good night.
Love you all, and good night.
Love you too.
Love you all.
Good night.
Good night. Keep God first.
Good night.
Love you.